Well, a remarkable find was reported this week in the journal Nature. Scientists have uncovered what they say could be fossils of some of the earliest living organisms on Earth. They say the fossils hidden in rocks in Canada could be more than 4 billion years old. Joining us now is Dominique Papineau, part of the team that discovered the fossils. He's a lecturer at University College London. He's with us on Skype. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
And tell us more about these fossils that you found.
Well, so those fossils are microscopic, so we cannot see them naked eye. They are skinny filaments about 5 microns in size, but that can measure lengths of almost up to a millimeter. And we found them inside a concretion, inside different concretions of jasper. So concretions are these rounded bits of rocks that deflect the laminations of the rock, so they deflect the sedimentary layers. And that's significant because we find fossils commonly in the younger rocks embedded inside concretions, that they be limestone or otherwise. So this is a kind of a uniformitarian perspective here that lends a significant support to our discovery.
But if you can't see them with your naked eye, how did you know where to look to find these old, old fossils?
I could see the concretions in the field, although I did not really suspect nor hope to find the microfossils in there, primarily because these rocks have been metamorphosed to at temperatures more than 450 to 500 degrees Celsius. So really, when that happens, the minerals, they recrystallize, and they tend to destroy these delicate fabrics. But the concretions themselves, because they're made of jasper, which is a similar rock type to your agate in mortar and pestle that you may use for culinary purposes. Mm. So it's a very tough rock, and I think that toughness was sufficiently robust to prevent this recrystallization and the destruction of these microstructures.
And how sure are you that this is more than 4 billion years old?
Well, the other people have dated the rocks for us. This is part of a supercrustal belt, we call it. So it's a very ancient belt dominated by volcanic rocks. And so there is consensus in the scientific community that the rocks, the entire belt, is at least 3.77 billion years old. But the volcanic rocks have been dated directly also with an unusual method, but a method that's been applied to younger volcanic rocks, still less reliable than the other method that was used to generate the younger age. But if that's true, the rocks may be 4.28 billion years old.
And what do you think they tell us about the origins of life on Earth?
So for the origins of life on Earth, I think it tells us that it happened very quickly and that it diversified quite quickly also, because these organisms are very similar to modern living Mare Profundus filamentous microbes that are known to live off of eating iron. So they oxidize iron for a living, and they share many of those morphological traits. So if these emerge that early, then it may be an indication that life is quite common in the solar system.
What other questions do you still have about this?
Well, I would like to know what these organisms were eating and breathing. For this, we need to do correlated microanalyses, so analyses on very, very tiny mineral grains, analyses that can tell us the trace element composition as well as isotopic compositions that can enlighten the origin of the carbon, the origin of the carbon in the graphite, the origin of the carbon in the carbonate, and the origin of the iron in the hematite of those filaments, because we find also the carbonate and the graphite associated with those microfossils.
Why are you so interested in this mystery personally?
Well, I think it's a raison d'être, as we say in French. It's a kind of a reason to be. There's a reason to exist. And at the same time, I think seeing the media attention to this and the public's attention to this, I think that there's a real opportunity to bring people together to realize that we are just a single common animal species, and that we should not fight for profit these private wars that are going on today, and that we should not treat others like we don't want to be treated. So I think that there's a goal ultimately maybe of of peace if I can do something about it. But certainly, it's a personal drive. I mean, if I would be the only person in the world, I would want to do this research to understand why I'm here.
That's Dominique Papineau, who is a lecturer at University College London and part of the team that discovered these very old fossils on some rocks in Canada. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.